next item is subdivision 2007-29, Spring Breeze Association as a preliminary.
Mr. Chairman, Mike was out that night on.
Okay, and you will not be voting, is that right?
No, sir, I will be voting. I have reviewed the minutes, the tapes for the public hearing, as well as all the exhibits that are in the record. However, I felt it was more apropos that someone else prepare the motion.
Well, all right, sir. Well, we'll please let the record show that Mr. Johnson did comply with all the requirements for reviewing and being qualified to vote on the application. And go ahead, sir.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2007-29 for Spring Breeze Association based upon the record and for the following reasons. The applicant is seeking approval of a cluster subdivision within the AR1 zone. The applicant is seeking clustered lots with a minimum area of 7,500 square feet. The subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, area roadways, or public transportation. The proposed subdivision meets the proposed and standards of the subdivision ordinance. I am satisfied that this project is a superior design under the cluster subdivision ordinance. It is a superior design because it creates a 300-foot undisturbed buffer from the county's landfill property. There are voluntarily 50-foot buffers from all wetlands, 62% of the woodlands will not be disturbed, and there will be a 50-foot wooded buffer around the entire perimeter of the project. The design addresses the requirement of Section 99-9C of the code. The subdivision will have no more than 167 lots on 113.3 acres. This results in a density of 1.47 units per acre that is less than the maximum density permitted in the AR1 zone. The subdivision will be served by central water and sewer. This preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions. There shall be no more than 167 lots within the subdivision. The applicant shall form a homeowners association responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, any buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosions, and sediment control facilities, and other common areas. The stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and the county. It shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. All entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements. An area for a school bus stop shall be established. The location of the school bus stop shall be coordinated with the local school districts. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Address Department. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sediment control facilities. As proposed by the applicant, there shall be a 50-foot forested buffer around the entire perimeter of the project. The final site plan shall contain a landscape plan for all of the buffered areas, showing all the landscaping and the vegetation to be included in the buffered areas. All silt fencing shall be on the interior side of the buffered areas to prevent disturbance. The developer shall maintain as many existing trees as possible. The undisturbed forested areas shall be cleared, shall be clearly shown on the final site plan. No wetland shall be included within any lots. A system of street lighting shall be established. As stated by the applicant, sidewalks shall be located on both sides of all streets in the subdivision. The subdivision shall be served by a central sewer system as defined by Sussex County Ordinance, designed in accordance with Sussex County Engineering Department and DENREC specifications. As proposed by the applicant, there shall be a 50-foot buffer from all wetlands. A landscape plan for all buffers shall be included in the final site plan, and all silt fencing shall be on the interior side of the buffer to prevent disturbance. Amenities shall include a pool, house, pool, basketball court, and a 150-by-300-foot multipurpose sport field. All amenities shall be started at or before the issuance of the 60th building permit and shall be completed prior to the issuance of the 120th building permit. As stated by the applicant, the wetland buffer shall be permanently marked with signage. This preliminary approval is contingent upon the applicant submitting a revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting the conditions of this approval on it. Staff shall approve the revised plan upon confirmation that the conditions of the approvals have been depicted or noted on it. And lastly, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Questions, Mr. Chairman?
Yes,
sir. Two of them. One is that while Mr. Burton stated about the creation of the 300-foot undisturbed buffer from the landfill property under the reasons for approval, should we not include that as a condition of approval that be shown on the site plan as well?
Absolutely.
And in reviewing the record and the tapes, et cetera, there was discussion about a fence, fencing that property. Should we not address that in the motion as well?
I remember that conversation, and then
my recollection of that was that was a discussion that was occurring between, I guess, the developer and the county engineering department. I'm not sure where that was ever resolved one way or another as a specific requirement.
Can we make it a condition of our recommendation for approval that they continue with that discussion?
I think, yeah, that would be the appropriate way to do it, that they continue discussing it or working with the county engineering department about any barriers that might be appropriate. Fencing, whatever.
I'd like to add those two as my conditions.
Very well. So amended.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2007-29. Spring Breeze Association as a preliminary with the for the reasons and with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next